What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled What Happened in East Palestine is Foreshadowing by the Jews to the Oppression and Tyranny that Everybody Here in America Pretty Much is Going to Suffer. So I was at the beach today. I went to Walmart. I got a $10 bottle of beard color. I think it's called Men's Only or Only for Men. I'm surprised they're still able to keep that name, Only for Men. It's a beard dye. I actually use it on my hair as well, but I don't use it on the beard that often because sometimes I just shave the beard off. But this time around, guys, I'm gonna keep the beard a little while longer. And the reason behind it is that, as you guys know, I'm wearing sunscreen. This is why I have my face is glistening. I got sunscreen here because according to the people in Cancun who do the face masking for me, they're like, hey, Amar, for us to do laser resurfacing, your face is way too damaged. You need to wear sunscreen for at least 2 months. You know, that way the damage subsides a little bit. We can do the process for you, but you have to wear sunscreen after that. So I'm getting used to wearing sunscreen. Kinda like it, to be honest with you. I think it's making my face a little bit healthier. I know you guys out there are saying, oh, this stuff is toxic, but this is the stuff I get right here, guys. I get this from Walmart. It's like $4 or $5 over here. SPF 70. You know, I did my research online. There's really nothing out there that says that that sunscreen really is toxic for you. I mean, unless you're gonna like drink it or some dumb shit like that. So I don't know. Maybe you guys can tell me on Amazon. Maybe there's a better brand or a healthier brand. Just let me know and I'll get it from Amazon. Again, that's like $5. That can last with me like a freaking half a year right there. So, yeah, guys, just by spending 5 minutes doing this beard dye, I went down like probably 10, maybe 15 years in age alone. Anyways, back to the point of this video. East Palestine is foreshadowing to the oppression and tyranny that's going to happen to the American people. First and foremost, guys, East Palestine, okay? If you think that train wreck happened in East Palestine where all that chemicals pretty much destroyed the surrounding area, if you guys think that was an accident, I have a bridge in Key West I like to sell to you, okay? You see, this is the Jews telling you, hey, what's happening in this Palestine is already happening in that Palestine. As you guys know, Palestine is pretty much a outdoor prison in the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, okay? So what's happening, everything that's happening in Palestine right now, guys, in the real Palestine, you know, the Palestine in the Middle East, that's already happening in East Palestine. Eventually, we're gonna get to the point where, you know, they're gonna kill us, they're gonna murder us, they're gonna boycott us. See, think about it, right? They're not murdering people in East Palestine with guns like they do in Palestine. But think about it, right? You have chemicals that will kill you. So yeah, they're already murdering people. Granted, they're not shooting them in the head, at least not yet. So you got chemicals that's gonna murder you, okay? You have toxins that pretty much render your entire town or community or even city utterly useless, kind of like how Palestine is right now. It's totally useless. The third thing is, think about it, it's like a blockade. You know, it's like a blockade around, just like Palestine has a blockade where they can't get supplies. It's the same thing with East Palestine. The federal government doesn't want to help them. The state government really isn't doing much about it anymore because pretty much everybody in the U.S. government, I don't care if it's state, local, or city, everybody is a agent of Mossad here in America. I know a lot of you guys are going to say, really, Amr, they're all Mossad agents? Guys, Mossad in Hebrew means the institute, okay? Think about it, right? Why is it that Mexico never closed down their borders? How do you think Jews are able to launder money and bribe American politicians? Think about it. They go through the Mexican border, they get that drug money, and that's how they launder money. They get cold, hard dollar bills, and they come here to America and they bribe politicians. Do you guys really think the Jews are gonna put money in your bank account? Here you go, Mr. Local Politician. Here's $150,000. And they're gonna put in the memo section, your friends at Mossad. They're not gonna do that. They're gonna give you cold, hard cash money, okay? This is why Mexico never closed. This is why Mexico is the number one drug trading drug country in the world. It's because that's how the Jews are able to launder money and get money into America to bribe American politicians. You guys have to understand, man. No, Jews are not gonna leave a fucking paper trail. We ain't that dumb, okay? So, all politicians are in the back pocket of Mossad here in America, okay? That's why ain't nobody doing shit about what's happening in East Palestine, okay? Now, eventually, this is gonna be the norm, okay? Here in small town USA, right, we have a power plant, okay? We get our electricity from a power plant. What happens when the Jews attack that power plant and electricity goes and then there's no electricity? Guys, if the power plant we have goes offline, hundreds of thousands, if not maybe millions of people are going to be screwed for pretty much a very, very long time. You see, what the Jews are gonna do is that they are tactfully and surgically going to take America out by strategic locations, okay? This is why they're taking out power plants, you know? I believe the Jews took out a transformer and that caused havoc in us. Around hundreds of thousands, millions of people were affected. So pretty much what the Jews are going to do is that they're going to strategically take things out here in America, and the federal, the state, even the local governments aren't going to do jack squat about it. And that's pretty much going to be a fatal error for the people. Again, if our nuclear power plant goes out, there's no power. No power, no gas, no food, no phones, no nothing. You know, people will die if there's no power, you know. We've had power all of our lives. Not a single human being on the face of this planet, especially here in America, knows how to survive without electricity. Yeah, sure, you have the guys who can go out in, you know, the wilderness and, you know, not need electricity for a couple of days, but the average guy, come on, man. Imagine the average girl going like 5 minutes not checking her Twitter or her fucking Instagram, okay? So, the Jews are going to start doing very, very bad shit to this country. And it's called predictive programming, okay? What happened in East Palestine, the response East Palestine is getting, that's predictive programming that you're gonna be on your own. In fact, Big John, you know, he did a video saying we're going to be on our own, yet the US government has no problem sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. You guys need to understand, man, like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, we're going from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica, okay? The power is going to go from America to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. Once you guys finally accept that fact, everything will make sense. The Jews are trying to destroy America. This is a controlled demolition. Just like the towers that fell in 9/11 were a controlled demolition, what's happening in America, whether it's East Palestine, it's BLM, it's stock market crash, these are all controlled demolitions by the Jews to bring down America so the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, can reign supreme. See, this is why all the money that's being laundered to Ukraine, where did you really think that money is going to the Ukrainians? Of course not. That money is being, and for those of you who don't know, Zelensky is a dirty Jew. Unless you, you know, if you guys haven't figured that one out, he's a dirty Jew, okay? So the money that's going to Ukraine is going to the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, okay? This money is leaving America, making America poor, making America worse off, and it's going to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, making it bigger, stronger, smarter, faster, superior. This is what everybody here needs to understand. America must be destroyed so the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, can reign supreme. Ask any Jew, who's the Messiah? They'll tell you anybody but the Son of Mary. That's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better, okay? In order for the Jews to believe in a fake Messiah, modern day Rome has to be destroyed, okay? There was a Jew after the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, after the Jews killed Jesus. Actually, they really didn't kill him. God in the Quran says, I made it appear that he's dead, but he's not dead. But that's what the Jews think anyway. So after the Jews supposedly killed Jesus and then the Romans kicked them out, there was a Jew by the name of Bar Kokhba who came out, claimed to be the Messiah, and for a certain amount of time, he was actually beating the Romans, and everybody thought that he was the long-awaited Jewish Messiah. And then the Romans got their shit together, and they effectively destroyed the Jews, and they killed Bar Kokhba, and now Bar Kokhba is known as Ben Kazaba. Ben Kazaba means son of a liar, okay? So in order for the Jewish Messiah to claim to be the long-awaited Jewish Messiah, modern day Rome has to be destroyed. America is modern day Rome. Once you guys realize America's modern day Rome, once you realize in order for the Jewish Messiah to declare that he is a Jewish Messiah, even though he's false, modern day Rome has to be destroyed. Get that through your mind, guys. America has to be destroyed. And you guys out there need to understand, man, you can't have a dialogue with the Jews, okay? What did the Prophet Muhammad do with the Jews of Medina? He gave the Jews of the Medina three options. Become decent people, get the fuck out, or off with your heads, okay? To this very day, 1400 plus years later, the Jews lie and they say, Muhammad, he woke up one day and he said, I'm gonna go murder the Jews of Medina. No, he didn't. Why did the Prophet Muhammad execute the Jews of Medina? Because they did the same thing 1400 years ago that they were doing today, okay? They were committing acts of treason. This money laundering from America to fucking Ukraine, that's treason. The terrorist attack in East Palestine, that's treason. You know, the $1 trillion question here, guys, that has to be asked is, what the fuck are you Americans gonna do about it? We know what the Prophet Muhammad did. He killed the Jews of Medina who were responsible for this evil acts of traitorism, and eventually he expelled the Jews of Medina, okay? Now, are all Jews like Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros, are they all evil? No, they're not. You know, you got Halsey, you got Martin Goldberg, you got me. Granted, I'm a little bit more on the evil side, but, you know, that's for another video. Point here, guys, is that the Jews who are responsible for this type of treason, just like they were held accountable by the Prophet Muhammad 1400 years ago, you, the American people, have to start holding the freaking Jews accountable. But you're not doing that. In fact, you guys on YouTube, you don't even say the J word. You don't even say anything that might come across as, you know, anti-Semitic. I mean, come on, man. If you guys are worried about the Jews kicking you off fucking YouTube, I mean, let's be honest, you know. If you get kicked off of YouTube, you know, are you going to go in prison? Are you going to be starving on the side of the street? No, you're not. But yet, I mean, if you don't have the resolve to tell the Jews, go fuck yourself like I did, then how can you stand up to the Jews and tell them what the Prophet Muhammad told them 1400 years ago? Become decent people, get the fuck out or off with your heads. You're not able to do that, okay? So, here's what you guys need to understand. There's a lot of weak, pathetic people out there who need to die, okay? Now, I'm a big fan of fighting back. That's who I am. However, I also know that a lot of people out there, they're against us. Like TFM said, 85% of the American people will sell your ass out in a heartbeat, okay? So, what do you guys do? What do I do? What have I been telling you for the past, you know, several months? You know, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, okay? There will be divine punishment coming to America. You guys need to understand something about God, okay? See, Mark Zuckerberg is evil. George Soros is evil. They know that. God knows that. So more power to them, believe it or not. You see, it's the people who claim to be faithful. It's the people who claim to be good Christians, good Muslims, but yet they're taking it up the ass and they're not doing anything about it. I mean, think about it, you know. With the exception of Sheikh Imran Hussein and me, who in the fucking social media world is telling you this shit? Who's telling you that we're going from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica? Who's telling you that the Jews are money laundering money from America to Ukraine to the Zionist state? Who's telling you that the Jews have committed an act of terrorism in East Palestine just to tell you, hey, what's happening in this Palestine, in the Holy Land, eventually is going to happen to all of you? Are they telling you that? No, they're not telling you that. I mean, these Muslims like Mufti Mink, Ali Dawa, they're not even acknowledging the fact that we live in Akhir al-Ayyam. To them, oh, we're just living in normal times, you know. Happy wife, happy life, you know. Go out, get married, young man. It's like, come on, dude. And again, most Muslims are CIA assets on social media. That's why their channels get big out of nowhere. And those who aren't CIA assets, they're just cowards and hypocrites. They're munafiqeen, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, a lot of people out there need to die. The thing is, don't be one of those people who's gonna end up dead. Like TFM said, we need you when the time comes to rebuild. If I, Amer Metwali, was running for president of America, my tagline would be salvage America. Divine punishment will happen to America. That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion. Even a blind man can see that at this point, okay? So what has to happen is that, how do you guys conserve yourself so you don't be a casualty here? Again, Islam tells us, go high up in the mountains, away from it all, with your sheep, where it rains, okay? I even read the hadith yesterday again, to get away from the worldly afflictions that are not just happening but will even get worse. Go up in the mountains, away from it all, where it rains, with your sheep, okay? In other words, Islam is telling us, if you want to survive what's about to happen, you gotta go away from this altogether and be self-sufficient, okay? How many of us are doing that, right? Even I'm not doing that, you know? But hey, I already have a plan, right? Worst case scenario, hop on a plane, go to San Cristobal, you know, go to Guatapé. At the end of the day, guys, you gotta go high up in the mountains, away from it all, okay? You gotta be in seclusion. And again, the best place probably to be would be Afghanistan with the Taliban. You know, the word Taliban in Arabic is the same thing as the word Talmid in Hebrew, okay? Ask Halsey, what's a Talmid Chacham? Talmid Chacham is a student of the wise. The Taliban are students of God, you know? I'm a student of God. The Taliban are a student of God. So what you guys want to do is that you want to be with those who are students of God and actually implementing God's laws. This is who you want to be with in this time. Not fucking in New York, LA, Chicago, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand there is no negotiating with the Jews. There is no writing letters to Congress. There is no none of that stuff. None of that stuff is gonna work, you know. The only thing that will work is if you get fucking me running for president and people voting for me. That's the only thing that might work. And at that case, it's only gonna be Salvage America. You know, God's punishment is coming. You know, Salvage America is the only thing you can do. You know, we need to get 15% of the American population. You know, that's what, 30, 35 million people. We need to let them know, hey man, shit is gonna happen. Divine punishment is on the way. This is what you need to do to survive. And that way, when it comes time to rebuild, you know, you'll be alive and hopefully you'll be doing well. That would be our message. Guys, there is no going back, okay? There is no going back to the 50s. There is no going back to 2019. The Titanic is going down. And again, cannot stress this enough. You cannot negotiate with Jews. And what's happening in East Palestine is going to happen somewhere else. And again, the federal government isn't going to help you. State government isn't going to help you. Local government isn't going to help you. You guys need to understand, man. What happened in East Palestine was that train derailment. That pretty much was the equivalent of nuking a town, okay? Again, if our power plant goes out here, there is no coming back, man. So that's what's going to happen, guys. Expect things to strategically go out. At the end of the day, you guys need to understand, America runs off of energy. If there is no gas, if there is no electricity from the power plants or the transformers, this country is screwed. You guys need to understand that. Without energy, be it oil or electricity, this country is probably gonna go into the dark ages. And the dark ages probably, you know, believe it or not, guys, the dark ages weren't that bad. You know, I've been watching a lot of historians on Amazon Prime. You know, I have Amazon Prime, so I watch a lot of documentaries. And you know, pretty much every historian is like, the dark ages really weren't that dark, you know. After the fall of the Roman Empire, people were actually doing good, you know. So with us here in America, man, power goes out, electricity goes out, you know, gas goes out, we will go into the dark ages, the real dark ages of suffering, struggling, sacrificing. And quite frankly, guys, quite frankly, this is a form of divine punishment. And quite honestly, I don't want to be there when it happens, you know. This is why I'm telling you guys, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. All right, guys? So that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.